preparing for a Steelers defense that was number one total, number one against the pass, and only allowed 14 points a game last week?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new season, of course, but some things don't change. You know that Pittsburgh is going to have an excellent defense. They're extremely well coached. They play well together, and they have excellent players. So that's a pretty lethal combination there. So we'll certainly have our hands full.
Peyton, how exciting is it that this first game is almost here now?
Well, opening day is always an exciting time. I've always felt that it's kind of probably as close to a playoff atmosphere as you can get in the regular season. And, you know, playing a tough team like Pittsburgh, playing on prime time at night, you know, it's certainly going to add to the atmosphere. So we know the fans will be excited. We'll certainly need the fans to be hopefully an advantage for us and make it tough for Pittsburgh to communicate, but it still comes down to execution, and like I said, it's really a tough opponent we're playing.
Given how 2011 was for you coming off surgeries, how have you been able to bring back your week number one, like you did in years past? Has it been comfortable for you? Had you make any changes, or just been same old, same old?
Well, we just started, you know, today, really being the beginning of the week, so, you know, you're trying to get into a routine, understanding kind of how we practice here. It's, you know, there's always going to be changes, so it's just part of that adjustment process.
Has it been more challenging for you at all to do that?
For the first day, it wasn't that challenging, but you know, I guess let me give it a full week and give you a better answer.
You've been able to get a good sense of what the fans' expectations are like. I'm sure you've seen from the training camp crowds and all that stuff. And pressure on you to manage kind of these expectations that they got on?
I don't really carry that burden. You know, I know how hard I've worked to get back to this position, how much time I put in to rehabbing, how much time I continue to put in, how hard I've worked to, you know, try to get comfortable in this system. So that's really all that I know that I can do, and I'm going to play as hard as I possibly can. So that's really all I know to do. I understand that Denver Broncos football fans expect a lot out of their team, and that's the kind of environment that you want to play in. But I'm also a realist that it's a 16-game season. There is a chance we could lose some games this year. You know, I think, you know, Coach Fox broke the season into four quarters, which I've heard that term before. This is the first game of the first quarter. You want to get it off to a good start, but we know we're playing a tough opponent. I think the key is, as long as we just keep improving throughout the season, I think that's important.
I know you weren't the quarterback that was, you know, here last season, obviously, when Pittsburgh lost in the wild card playoff round, but are you at all weary of the extra emotions that the Steelers are bringing into this game as a result of what happened here?
I'm not aware of that. I certainly, like I said, having played the Steelers before, having played in opening days before, I don't think that any team needs a lot of extra motivation to get excited for this, for opening day of the season. So we know they'll be ready. We know they'll be well coached and prepared, and that's why we're going to have our hands full.
Hey, you talked about being ready for first part of preseason, first preseason game, and took it in chunks. You feel now you're ready for the regular season?
Well, we'll find out. I think are you talking about me or the team?
I'm talking about you.
Team. It is a team game, and so that's really where we're focused on right now, is our team being ready for this first game. Like I said, it's a tough opponent. We have worked hard. We have prepared hard. We're going to need these next few days to continue to get ready to play. And so, you know, I hope I can continue to improve throughout the season, you know, from a rehab standpoint, and like I said, you know, to play as good a football as I possibly can.
Are there questions you have of yourself and the injury and your readiness that way?
Yeah, I have some things that I deal with myself, but you know, I kind of keep that between me and the trainer.
As far as running the football, this team was first in the league last year in running the football, and you've had teams in Indianapolis that were kind of up and down as far as where they ranked rushing wise. How comfortable are you kind of sharing the load offensively?
Oh, I'm very comfortable with that. I mean, that's going to play a huge role, you know, for us this year, is the running game. You know, I know Coach McCoy is going to lean heavily on the offensive line and Willis and all the other running backs. So, you know, the running game has to be a factor for us in this game, but really all season. You know, we talked about trying to be balanced. I think that is important, especially against Pittsburgh. If you're one-dimensional against these guys, I watched the game last year. It might have been New England where it just they were really throwing the ball a lot, and you know, just Pittsburgh was playing the pass, and it made it tough. And so The idea is to try to be balanced. Of course, the score of the game can dictate, it may change, but that's kind of the goal.
When you're preparing for this game, how much film are you watching from back when you played previous years, 05, 06, 07, as opposed to what?
Yeah, I don't know if that's really for public information, kind of what films the coaches are watching. I think you prepare, for a lot of various scenarios. We certainly know that in opening games, teams are going to probably have something they haven't shown in the preseason. So you prepare for what you think you're going to see and be prepared for adjustments to make on the sidelines.
Can you just describe the level of pressure that you do get from this Steelers defense? I think in the four times that you face them, they've sacked you 11 times. In the past.
Like I said, it's hard to speak, too much for, me playing against the Steelers, on other teams. This is a different opponent. It's a different season. And I think you really have to deal with the now and the present. But from what I've seen of them in the preseason, they're playing really well. And plus, they're getting some guys back that didn't play in the preseason that I think will make them even better.
Hey, Ben Roethlisberger's talked about how much he's enjoyed getting a know-how, calling audibles. Do you think that's something that's going to make a comeback?
It's hard to speak for the trend of the NFL. I can only speak for kind of the offense that we run. But Ben is, Ben's a great player. He's versatile. He can do a lot of things. And we know our defense, have a tough time against their offense. That's why offensively we have to be on top of our game to kind of compete against their offense at the same time as their defense.
Will you take 3 hours out of your night tonight to watch your brother?
I think I will watch the game. Yeah. Yeah, it's never first. Has ever been a Wednesday game before? Anybody?
So.
Y'all are in the media. Shouldn't y'all know stuff like that?
So,
yeah. Huh?
World War II.
Okay, all right. So it's been a while. I look forward to seeing them.
Hey, a few more guys.
Are you
getting
nervous, you think, Sunday night?
It's hard to give a prediction of it. I could probably tell you Sunday, after the game. But I'm looking forward to using these next 2 days. This team gives you plenty of things to prepare for and study. So I think, having a good Wednesday and Thursday and Friday practices are important. So I thought we got off to a good start today, but need to finish the rest of the week.
Hey, after being in the league so many years, do you ever get butterflies like in a game maybe just after having a whole year off?
I think that's kind of what he just asked. So, like I said, sure, I have before, certainly. I can't tell you what Sunday will be like. I can probably tell you after the game.
Hey, what's your comfort level with your teammates on the field from where you were when you got here and y'all started getting going in the spring?
Certainly better. We've had a number of more repetitions and gone against some different opponents in the preseason, some quality opponents. I know it's just preseason, and then of course going against some of our good defensive players in practice every day. The more times you can do it, it's only going to make you better. So. It's certainly better, but I think it can continue to grow throughout the season as we see some of these different opponents.
Last one, Ken.
Hey, Peyton, how do you feel as far as your accuracy, your rhythm, your timing with the receivers, with this offense at this point, at this juncture?
Yeah, I feel we've gotten better throughout the throughout the offseason, and we can continue to improve. I think that's something we work hard at every single day, trying to get better. So I think we've made progress in that. In that category, but experience is the best teacher. The more times we can throw pass patterns, the better off we're going to be.
Thanks, Peyton.
All right, thank y'all. Thank you.